Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. And we should hold that passage of sacred scripture in our heart and our mind all of the time. I am the way and the truth and the life. And I know one of our fundamental callings is to seek the truth. It's just that simple. To be people who seek the truth. If we seek the truth with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, if we seek the truth, then we are seeking Jesus. Seek and you will find. And so what we have in the gospel today is people who are not seeking the truth. They have made up their mind and they are seeking a means by which to be rid of Jesus. They have closed themselves off and their heart is hard. There is this enigma about Jesus. There is this kind of difficult reality to try to completely contain. And we got a bit of that in the beginning of the gospel today. The Christ will not come from Galilee, will he? Now they're thinking Jesus is from Galilee. He'll come from Bethlehem, won't he? They don't know he's from Bethlehem. But then there's this other idea that nobody's going to know where he's from. And we know, because we're stepping back from this and we're looking at these like we're watching a play where we know how it ends, okay? We know that Jesus is from Galilee and Bethlehem, and he's from neither of those places. He's from God, and he tells us he's from God. So they don't know where he's from. But they want to. There are these people that are seeking. They are authentically seeking the truth. A division occurred in the crowd because of him. Either you're with me or you're against me. Either you seek the truth, no matter where it leads, or you just say, no, it's got to conform to me. And so there's another irony in the gospel here. So the Pharisees answer the guards, and the guards are like, man, we're impressed with this guy. And the Pharisees' response to them is, have you been deceived? Have any of the leaders believed in him? And we know the answer. We should know the answer. Yes, because the next line is Nicodemus. And Nicodemus is one of them. And then the next question is, have any prophets come from Galilee? And the Pharisees are thinking the answer is no, but we know the answer is yes, or we should know the answer is yes. What about Hosea? And even more importantly, and again, I don't expect you to know this because I had to look it up this morning myself, okay? But even more importantly is Isaiah. When Isaiah prophesies the coming of he will be called Wonder Counselor, Mighty God. The government will be on his shoulder. When Isaiah is foreseeing the coming of this great prophet, he's coming from Galilee. And so they should know this. But guess what? They're not interested in knowing it. Have we ever been not interested in knowing the truth about ourselves? And we have to hate the idea of being closed-minded. Now, as I have said somewhat humorously, we can't be so open-minded that our brain falls out, right? We can't be that open-minded, right? But we have to be people who seek the fullness of the truth even when it pulls us out of our comfort zone sometimes. And the Pharisees are a picture of a people who have made a circle and said, he has to fit in here. And they're going to end up killing him because he doesn't fit in their circle. May we not kill Christ in us, but let him stretch us and pull us and humble us and ultimately lift us up.